The wildfire season in the inland Northwest is winding down. It was a season that began early and continued with intensity during the heat of July and August. More than a dozen big fires were regularly burning throughout the three states. The Methow and Yakima valleys experienced weeks of smoky air. We asked Washington Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz to compare the 2021 fire season with the 2020 version, which hit its peak during early September.
Both years started the same. It was largely in the middle and the end that was different. So last year, we started to get some cooler temperatures in that July period that all of a sudden we started to go, you know, it may not be as bad as we thought. We know they're still going to be bad, but it may not be as horrific as we thought it would be. It was that Labor Day firestorm where we had those hurricane force winds. We had 50, you know, everybody's out on the landscape. We had 56 fires that first day, and we had 24 the next, where 620,000 acres burned in 72 hours. This year, what we had was not one significant catastrophic weekend. Instead, we had one week after another week of catastrophic fires. And it started July 1st, and it hung all the way through until this, you know, sort of mid-September, where things started to finally change for us. We were fighting on the landscape anywhere between, you know, 11 to 17 significant fires every single day since July 1st to Labor Day. And many of those fires hung on for quite some time, for weeks, as you can see with the 25 Mile Fire, the Schneider Fire, the Cub Creek Fire, Cedar Creek fires, right? The drought this year was huge, where majority of the state was in drought-like conditions. You know, the moisture content of our landscape was around, around 2%, whereas paper is around 5% moisture content. So our landscape was burning faster than paper, and we all know how fast paper can burn. And we didn't get much let up. I mean, we didn't get much moisture on it. Now, it helped that we didn't have the kind of hurricane force winds that we saw Labor Day, because if we did, it would have been far more tragic.
Hillary Franz says her agency learned from last year that it needed to attack fires quicker and from the air if possible. But with stiff competition from other states for air tankers that drop liquid on fires, she says the Department of Natural Resources had to figure out how to source its own aircraft.
I was tired of being in the midst of these catastrophic fires and not being able to get any resources from the feds or other states because they're already deployed in other states. So I took the step of saying we're going to be dependent on ourselves. And we went from around, you know, 12 to 15 aircraft to 35 aircraft by July. Those 35 air resources, they were under our exclusive control. They were ours to use. They were absolutely critical in making sure that this fire season was not more horrific than 2018 and 2020 and even 2015 when a million acres burned, because we leveraged that on, you know, we've heard about there's 1,750 fires. You've heard maybe about 20, 25 of those fires. The rest you never heard of because we used the initial attack and put them out before they could get big. They were also instrumental in being able to get containment on those other more significant major fires that we saw this year.
Fran says attacking fires early was important in keeping most of them from growing into mega fires. But does that strategy contradict the new conventional wisdom that fires should be left to burn whenever possible to clear out dead and dying trees?
So I absolutely believe we need to bring fire back into landscape, but we have to bring it back at the right time in the right place. And here's what that means. It means that we should not be bringing fire back into a landscape that is dead, dying, disease, and has thousands of acres that are literally kindling on our landscape. If we do, we will have the kind of catastrophic fires that we've seen last year and this year. Fire is right when those forests are restored and they can be resilient to fire. Fire is natural in our landscape. What isn't natural is how dead and diseased and sick our forests are. In addition, we should be not bringing back fire in the context of drought-like conditions where our landscape is bone dry. And so what I'm urging is that our Forest Service recognize that we have first and foremost, number one priority is to restore the health of these forests as fast as we can. We are in a race against climate change. We are a race against wildfire, and we've got to move at the pace and scale of wildfire. Restore those forests as fast as we can. And then when fires start, whether they're naturally started or human caused, they will be able to put themselves out, or with limited resources, they will be able to be contained.
Hillary Frand says she was in the nation's capital last week, urging Congress to include more resources for fighting and preventing fires in its infrastructure package. This year in Olympia, the legislature voted to allocate millions of dollars over the next several years for the same priorities. Next year in Olympia, she says she'll turn her attention to non-fire-related issues.
A number of pieces. One is recreation. We are seeing increasing number of people on our recreation lands. We have seen significant underfunding of operations and maintenance and management funds that helps us keep those lands beautiful and healthy. In addition to that, we're seeing challenges and we need more law enforcement. I have literally 12 law enforcement officers to manage 6 million acres of land. It's about 240,000 plus acres a person. That's next to impossible. I'll be coming back with a new push on developing a strategy for protecting and conserving 1 million acres of forest land to keep the evergreen state evergreen, and reforesting 1 million acres all over the next 20 years.
Ann Franz says she'll continue to add to the state's aerial firefighting arsenal using the money the legislature allocated this year.
We'll be increasing our air resources, bringing on 2 new aircraft just within our own fleet. In addition to that, we'll have hired 100 new firefighters, and we'll also be moving more resources down to our local fire districts, which, you know, who continue in partnership with our firefighters to be the heroes on the ground. We will have some efforts around salmon recovery and increasing the investments to protect our waterways and ensure that our iconic species, our salmon, continue to survive and thrive just like our forests.
That's Washington Lands Commissioner Hillary Frand talking about this wildfire season and new tools to help in future years. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.